Last patient is Sarah Johnson, 3/19/41. This Sarah is an 84-year-old woman from Louisiana. She's widowed. She has 3 children. She has an extensive history of smoking, doesn't drink alcohol. She lives alone with the help of provider, neighbor, and family members, period. Last hospitalization was last year. Patient, because of severe debility, she used to weigh 168 pounds, and now she weighs 138 pounds, period. New paragraph. She's had some kind of brain surgery, but it appeared to be a benign tumor some time ago. Since then, has had refractory seizure disorder and burned, and has had numerous surgery on her left hand due to a burn years, grease burn years ago, allergy aspirin. She takes zithromycin at this time, which she has just finished a course of 250 milligram remaining today, Zyrtec 10 milligram a day, Valium 10 milligram BID, Dilantin 100 milligram TID, Colate 100 milligram a day, Vicodin 5-325 1-3 times a day, Keppra 750 twice a day, Lisinopril hydrochlorothiazide 20-25 once a day, and Norco and Narcan 4 milligram on a PRN basis. Family history, doesn't know much about her mom and dad. Vaccination, no recent vaccination has taken place. Review of system, weight loss, weakness, frequent falls, very thin, decreased weight. Patient has been hospitalized in the past regarding her weight loss and debility, but she has lost the ability to stimulate with no actual cause of her failure to thrive and weakness at this time period. She does wear pull-ups. She's bowel and bladder incontinent. And requires help with ADL, as I mentioned, period. Blood pressure is 118 over 84, pulse is 75, respiration is 18, or two side 96%, heart positive, tone positive, two lungs, ronchi, distant breath sounds, abdomen soft, neck shows, no JVD, skin shows, no rash, lower extremity shows severe muscle wasting. Assessment, 84-year-old woman with history of significant weight loss from 168 to 138, period. She has required hospitalization because of her severe weakness with no clear-cut cause of her failure to thrive, period. She's had significant weight loss, is ADL-dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent. She's staying in bed more often, about 10 to 12 hours a day, period. She has weakness, frequent falls. She's very thin, has protein-calorie malnutrition, as well as history of seizure disorder regarding a brain tumor in the past, period. Her blood pressure is controlled with the help of medication at this time and requires both Valium, Dilantin, and Keppra to keep her seizure-free, period. Despite numerous medications for seizure disorder, she still has off-and-on seizures, period. Overall prognosis remains poor and continues to deteriorate regarding her weight, her appetite, her activity, and her dependency on other people, period. Patient has extensive history of COPD and tobacco abuse with O2-SAD dependent at this time with minimal evidence of core pulmonary and pulmonary hypertension. Thank you.